Now a bit of a transition in the way the Lion receivers are set. Two switch sides. Four of them set out there. Stewart with time, going with a deep ball. Got Johnson at the 50. He's going to the house. 30, 20, 5. Touchdown, Lions. Oh, let's just move them back and do it from 88 yards away.
If we've said it once, we've said it 1,000 times this year. Vernon Johnson is good at football. That guy was a good 5 yards behind the next player for that Tarleton defense, and the second that he burst through there, you knew that was a touchdown if Harrison Stewart put it on the numbers, and he did a great job of throwing it. He threw that ball about 50 yards in the air on a dime to Vernon Johnson, who went the rest of the way and showed that speed off. My goodness.
They didn't get close to bringing
him
down.
Vernon Johnson is just incredible.
Saul Martinez to tie the game with 14:48 remaining in the half. And why don't we just start this thing all over? 7-7. A&M Commerce has knotted things up. Most of the other games in the Lone Star Conference already done, Brock Callaway. You think everybody's going to be watching this one?
Yeah, this is the one everybody's kind of keeping their eyes on. Obviously, if you didn't hear, we mentioned earlier, Eastern New Mexico. My goodness, 13-10 win over Texas A&M Kingsville. You talk about a very shocked and upset crowd. That Texas A&M Kingsville crowd is not happy. We mentioned earlier also that the Lions really need Angelo State to try to upset Midwestern here. That is not looking like that's going to happen. Midwestern's up 35-17. Just started that third quarter. Obviously still in the game, but Lions were hoping that Angelo State could pull off an upset there and help them out the playoff chances. But even if Midwestern still wins that game, the Lions' playoff chances are still right there in the hunt. Especially if they beat Tarleton State tonight, look at those next three games. Angelo State, Houston Baptist obviously doesn't count towards your Division II strength of schedule or anything like that. But then you've got Eastern New Mexico at home as well. Those are very winnable games. You're talking about Lions can pull this one off. You're looking at a 9-2 season.
Well, there is going to be a requisite planetary alignment for playoffs in my scenarios. But nonetheless, that possibility even that it exists has been...
The fact that we're even talking about it is amazing, yeah.
And then there are two Division II bowl games out there for a non-playoff team. Here's Bubba Tandy on the return. Jumped over one, but he will not get past the next two guys that meet him at the 26. Texans get a decent return after the Cameron Frosch kick into the wind. And the wind has gusted up a little bit here more. And off to the south here, Brock, we've had that nice lightning bolt that beyond the 30-mile bubble, apparently.
Yeah, it's going a little soft, like you said, left to right. Our left to right, if you're watching on the radio at home. But
we're trying to help you do that.
Yeah, Tarleton has actually got the wind behind them now as they're also going left to right. So not going to affect a whole lot. Not blowing too hard.
Fenske waiting for the pistol snap. One man, and he's going to hand it to him up the middle and brought down shy of the 30-yard line. That's going to be a gain of just 2. And up off the carpet here, they have that block T at midfield. And unlike a certain Lions head logo that we have both seen commonly, theirs doesn't go from 125 to the other.
No, it doesn't even go from 145 to the other.
They got cheated. Fenske to throw. Got a man, but behind him and incomplete. That one off the hands of another all-LSC performer, Clifton Rhodes III, 6'1", 190-pound junior out of Fort Worth Southwest.
Aaron Doyle now at 6 for 13 for 51 yards. The passing game has just been a little bit off kilter for Tarleton. He's got guys open. He's just not hitting them. Seems like they're a little high, a little behind him, a little low. Jacob Fenske is just a little bit off tonight.
All right, so Doyle in there is the milker. He's going to fire one in the right flat. Caught at the 39, first down Texans. And taking him out of bounds with a tackle, Ronald Fields. They just don't throw his way often.
Ronald Fields has made a little bit of a name for himself. And it's kind of become that Deion Sanders thing where he's gotten that side of the field covered so well, nobody hardly looks over there anymore. So he doesn't have a chance to show off what he can do as much that he was earlier in the season.
So Doyle working now in place of Fenske. Three receivers left. Big pressure coming. And there is a hot pass just to the left of the box defensively. And I was waiting to see something yellow fly around.
Same thing I was. That Lions might have caught a little bit of a break there. It looks like Cole Pitts might have he tried to reach over and knock the ball down. But it looked like he was on his back a little before the ball got there. But no, hey. No flag, we'll deal with it.
Well, call him the Caped Crusader. He just didn't get caught. Here's Aaron again, handing off right side. Nothing there. About a yard and a half for Zach Henshaw to the, not even the 41. And Brock, it's third down and a pretty good ways.
I tell you what, this crowd has gotten really quiet. 88-yard touchdown will do that. Yeah, but they've gotten really, really quiet. This is a homecoming crowd, a big crowd for Tarleton State. Entire home side is filled up here.
Three long balls. You're my witness. I said,
you said
three
that
long
the game.
Balls.
There's where we got one
and
down.
The Lions win. Here's Fields back. Throwing a screen on the right side. Got blockers. 45-50. Into Lion territory. Skidding down to the 47. After that catch and go, Henshaw came up big there.
Well, that's just a good play call there. Tarleton State knowing how good the Lions are at bringing pressure on the quarterback with a third and long. That's exactly what the Lions are going to do. So they call that screen play. That's just a great play call and great execution.
11 catches, 78 yards through the air for Henshaw this year. So not a common, but not an uncommon target either. Back to throw. Doyle to his left. Flushed out. Throws on the run. Broken up. That one may have been in and out of the hands of the Texan target at the 32.
I think Austin Pitts might have gotten a hand on that one. We mentioned him earlier getting there just a little too early, but caught a break not getting the flag. That time he had a great job. Came across that ball and was able to get, I think he got a couple of fingers on it because, like you said, it came into the Tarleton receiver's chest a little bit wobbly.
Doyle on the year, 38 out of 59 for 383 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. He comes in quickly in the place of Fenske. Here's a lob out left side, catch, and a tackle. Big hit to finish it off at the 41. It's a pickup of six, but it will bring up a key third down and a long four for TSU.
I mentioned this early. It seems like they've been forced into a ton of third down. Yeah, Tarleton State already. This is their 10th third down of this game. 6 of 9 so far.
Lions go with a four-man front. The pressure's going to be coming. Doyle fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. Nowhere to option. Gets away from a defender. 40. And to the 34, move the chains again. Oh, those crafty quarterbacks when they're running here in Stephenville. Just a little sidestep to get out of impending doom.
That was Tu'u Liu, I believe is who that was. 6'6", 280 for the Lions. Haven't seen a whole lot of him this year so far, but well, he had Doyle back there for about a 10-yard sack and just couldn't quite get a hand on him.
Two receivers each way. Wide side is left. And Aaron Doyle ready to go to work. Straight back, looking downfield. Pumps once, now throws a second time. Catch at the 15! Oh, that one looked like it was headed over the head, but Lenard Myers leapt up and made a fine catch for the Texans.
And this, like you said, it's a beautiful catch there. That ball was way high. We've seen quite a few of those high passes tonight. Tarleton's passing game, like I said, just a little bit off kilter, but that was just a great catch. He saved the quarterback on that one.
Lenard Myers, 36 for 493 coming in, the top yardage guy through the airways. Here's a handoff and into the backfield, met and dumped for a big loss. Jerome Regal trying to stiff arm his way, but Cole Pitts would not be denied, sir, and that's going to be for a loss of 5.
Cole Pitts having a really nice game. A couple of passes defended already, knocked him down there, brought up some big third downs, and right there, a great play coming off that edge. We've mentioned Tarleton State able to get out wide and that the Lions linebackers are going to have to get to him. Cole did a great job there.
11:04 to go in the first half, a 7-7 game. Here's Doyle keeping it himself, trying to get out, changes direction, and is dumped at the 17-yard line. It's a pickup of 3 yards.
Guess what down it is?
Third down and long. This time about a dozen.
Oh, this is amazing. This will be the 11th third down of this game so far. We've still got 10 minutes and 40 seconds left in that first half. Tarleton State 7 for 10 so far on third down, but that's just an incredible stat.
Texans hands on hips, looking over to the sideline to get instructions as they stay out of the huddle. One receiver left, three now to the right. Doyle waits for the snap. Straight back three, fires quickly, right side, caught at the knees at the 15, down to the 9-yard line, but they needed a tiny bit more than that, sir, about 5 more to be exact. What are the Texans going to do on fourth? Looks like it's time to see Blake Barnes.
We mentioned that, how many third downs. It's just incredible how many. But what that tells you is Tarleton State is having to scratch and claw to move this ball down the field, and the Lions have scored on an 88-yard touchdown to even it up.
26-yarder, and this one is going to be up and good. Blake Barnes, second-team All-LSC last year, now 10 out of 13 on the year in field goal attempts. That puts Tarleton State back on top by a 10-7 count. They'll kick off to the Lions, though, when we return. You're listening to A&M Commerce Football on your station, 88.9 KETR. back at Memorial Stadium in Stephenville, Texas. Charlie Chitwood along with Brock Callaway. Game number 7. And how is this season flown by like this? Winning is fun.
Isn't that incredible? That's why I keep messing up on what week this is. It seems like we're about 4 or 5 weeks into the season, but man, we've doubled that. It's been a lot of fun.
Lions at 5-2, trying to come up with something for these 5-1 Tarleton State Texans, who, of course, right now are in the catbird seat for the Lone Star Conference crown at 4-0. And they've already picked up victories over the next two guys that most would be concerned with, West Texas A&M and Midwestern State. Arellano out for the kickoff, back deep, Fields and Johnson. And here we go from the 35, and this one nailed. This may go through the uprights. Great Scott, what a kick. That'll be a touchback, and the Lions will come out and set up shop on the 25.
We mentioned how good Harrison Stewart was last week. Already this game, we're 9 minutes left in the first half. Harrison Stewart, 5 for 5, 112 yards and a touchdown with a quarterback rating of 354.
That's just nuts.
K.J. Garrett, 4 carries, 19 yards, almost a 5-yard per carry average there. Vernon Johnson, 2 catches, 105 yards, and a touchdown.
Garrett's my freshman of the year.
Oh, he's
there.
Yeah.
There's some really good freshmen out there. I mean, we burned 10 red shirts.
We may see number 11 tonight.
Thank you. Two receivers left, one to the right. Lions have a couple of backs. They're going to give it to Garrett, though, over right tackle across the 30. Spins around, and they're going to say he is down at the 31. Make it a 6-yard pickup. And
that's when
you'll take that on first down every time.
I was just about to say, that's when you know your running game is getting rolling, when just kind of a blah run play there, and you look up, and KJ had 6 yards on it.
Now you got a pair in the backfield along with Harrison Stewart. And Tevin Godfrey comes out of one running back position, goes slot left, Seth Smith to the other side. And they're going to fake the handoff, running for his life. We got a penalty flag down to the 35 with first down yardage is Stewart, but what is that yellow stuff going to be about?
That'll be an offsides on Tarleton, and now it looks like Coach Cartha will decline that one. Lions first down. Nice run there by Harrison Stewart. A lot of pressure up the middle. He spotted an alley and took off. That was an offsides on Tarleton, and the Lions will decline it because I believe they got 7 yards on the carry. The Lions looking at first down on the 37-yard line.
9:04 remaining in the first half, a 10-7 Tarleton State lead. One back, and that is Richard Cooper checked into the ballgame. Lions will split out two receivers left side. That's the way Stewart's looking. Pumps. Now he's got a man. It's Johnson again. 40, 45 to the 47. That'll be enough for a first down, call it 11 yards. And Brock, move the chains again, would you?
And you can almost see those Tarleton players as soon as they gave up a 12-yard catch for a first down. But it was Vernon Johnson, so they all kind of take a big, it was only 12 yards.
He only went 12. 76 yards shorter than the last one. That does give him 100 receiving yards, does it not?
116 yards already, yeah.
Three receivers, wide side, right, one to the left. Hand off, Garrett. Stetter changes direction. Over to the left sideline to the 40. Out of bounds at the 37. How about a nifty little gallop of, about 16 yards. And got another first down for A&M Commerce.
You know, obviously, as a younger player, you're kind of looking to develop your identity. But one thing we're already starting to see with KJ, he's getting really, really good at those up-the-middle runs that break down and there's nothing there. Instead of panicking and just kind of fumbling forward, he stops and cuts straight down the line of scrimmage, and nobody can see him, and he bursts out that end. That's exactly what he did there.
They give it to him again. Now he tries the right side, but the end wraps him up, and he will be stopped for no gain. It's somewhat akin to running into a brick wall.
Yeah,
you can't go through that brick wall, but it doesn't have arms, so he bounces off of it.
And what a lot of those guys do is they'll hit that brick wall, and then they'll just push forward and say, well, there's nowhere else I can go. I'll just push this pile forward and pick up a couple yards. But what KJ's doing is he's staying patient on his feet, bouncing outside and picking up a good 5, 6, 7 yards when he does that.
Second and 10 inside the right hash mark. Three receivers right, one left. Stewart with a snap. Time and protection. Caught. Johnson at the 30. Johnson all the way to the sticks. He will be out of bounds, give or take a foot. I think they're going to say he's about a foot shy of the first down. Out of bounds, 3rd and 1.
And there's not a player on Tarleton's defense that can guard Vernon Johnson. He's open all the time. That was his fourth catch already for over 120 yards.
You start calling him truck stop. He's open 24 hours a day.
And they bring Derek Davis in with a short yardage package like we see at goal line.
Seth Smith coming around. They haven't tipped it forward to him. Davis wants to throw. Davis wants to throw long to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Vernon Johnson again.